You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I like this. I mean, especially for women. Or if you happen to be a guy that gets a lot of dick pics sent to you.
Which I do.
Constant. I think James gets more.
Oh, he gets anyone. The most.
Yeah, he gets the most. All of you. He gets the most. Like, we're talking multiples every day.
Every day, huh?
Sometimes the same
really?
Guy.
Really? Every day?
Yeah, I've stopped. I started leaving some messages from one guy. He sends me a message almost every day.
Did you have to report goodness. Some people, too?
Well, I only report them once they start saying things about what they want to do to my hiney.
Yeah.
Unwilling things that I unwillingly don't want to happen.
Yeah, that was such an innocent statement.
Hiney
just made it.
I only report them when they talk about what they want to do to my hiney.
Something tells me that it's more graphic than that.
Yeah. One guy told me stuff he wants to do with me and the Undertaker.
Oh, what a weird three.
Yeah,
oh.
That's. Wow.
And the tombstone getting dropped.
It was
not like in the wrestling.
No. It's not.
No.
I mean, it's not. Yeah. But that's a hell of a move if you can
leave
pull
James
it off.
Hiney alone.
Well, that guy really had an idea how you can pull it off.
I bet.
Very descriptive.
That's scary. Yep. Mm-hmm. So multiple a day. Is it usually the same person then? Or it's different people?
Sometimes it's the same. It's the same people. Mm. But
I honestly don't think I've ever been sent a dong pic. But I have in the show, like the show has been sent a bunch through the years. Mainly like, please forward this to Lisa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you for not forwarding them.
I don't forward them to you. We just got one last week, remember?
Yeah, we did get one
show,
last week.
Some guy sent one.
Because
what were we talking? Oh, we're
asking for pictures of lady bits.
Lady bits somehow.
So for some reason, a guy decided to send us a pic of his junk for Lisa because we were getting so many lady bits.
You know what though? I don't even think he said this is for Lisa.
Yeah, he did a troll us.
Yeah,
it was a big black man on a bed with a huge wiener.
No,
that was Barry.
That was another one.
Okay,
that was Barry.
This was a listener showing his junk.
Oh, that one must have been in my spam box.
Yeah, this is a listener. We were at. You know, people were like, girls were like, how's my junk look? Is it terrible?
Yeah.
And then this guy's like, I've had no complaints with this thing. And it's boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been sent any, which is good.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing.
I don't check email.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yes. But I mean, other social media or anything like that. Like Instagram, I've never.
Oh wow, I'm shocked by that.
Me too. I am.
People will talk, but not thank.
Yeah,
that's very nice. Thank you for not.
That's good.
Thanks for not sending your junk.
Thanks for just talking.
I have to block you.
Yeah.
Well, let me know if you want my password, Lisa. That. You can always vicariously live through mine.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And see what they want to do to his hiney.
See how many requests I have in the top right corner, and you click it, and you see all the horrible things people want to do to my hiney.
Yeah. This little flower
with the image that they have attached.
But this is what artificial intelligence should be used for here. The dating app Bumble is launching a new feature that uses AI to warn you when someone has sent you an unsolicited pic of their junk.
Mm.
The feature is going to roll out in June, and when it warns you about a graphic picture, you can choose to look at it, or you can have it automatically deleted so you'll never see it. And it does even give you then the option to report it. So for women out there, that's a great feature.
Is it Twitter? Yeah. Twitter must have some AI that they use every once in a while. Maybe is it Facebook? One of them, when you go to click on a story sometimes, it'll have a blurred image and it'll say.
That's Twitter.
Is it Twitter?
It's
it'll
Twitter,
give you.
Generally, it's from accounts where they've tweeted out graphic stuff. So it's repeated. Pictures where they're like, okay, because we had that on our Twitter page for a while where we were classified dirty and you had to click to reveal everything we post. Now it's gone away. But
Instagram messages also have that. Like if you don't actually follow the person. If you don't follow them back and they just send you a message and it ends up in like your request box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If they think the image is graphic, they'll blur it.
Yeah. I just wondered if it was any kind of AI analyzing or if it was just pure guessing.
Someone said literally just got a dong pic as soon as you guys mentioned this morning. Rise and shine. Oh, sorry, lady. I assume it's
I'm sure a lot of women in the dating world, it's Tinder, whatever, they get.
I think women in general just have to. I think they make toast. A donger pops out of the toaster.
I do think that even like there's happily married chicks, but there's some guy that they talk to. Oh, they said too much to him at the gym, and there's a donger.
There you go. There it is.
God, I hope that you don't have your number. That's why I don't understand how these random people would have your number.
Well, I think what it is a lot is, like you said, you have an Instagram.
Oh, Instagram thing,
and they reach out.
Elise, come on.
I love this hashtag.
Are they calling your home?
Hashtag protect James Heine 2019.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You need to put that somewhere.
Yeah.
You do, James.
Check that's your Heine. Next. That's your next little sticker that you make.
Protect my Heine.
Yeah.
I like the word Heine.
Heine's a good
Heine's
one.
Heine's a good, it's a nice,
you don't hear it a lot.
No, safe, that's why word. I giggle.
I'd never hear it coming out of James' mouth. That's what shocked me.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to keep my job. And
yep.
There's plenty of words on deck to say that I can't. Yep. So.
Heine was a great choice.
Yes, Heine's the first one that popped in my mind.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So if you're a Bumble user, expect that to roll out, as we said, in June. They'll warn you that someone sent you an unsolicited dong pic. So I guess if you're having already back and forths with someone, mm-hmm. They say unsolicited. How would they know you solicited it?
Could just be like the first initial message.
Yeah.
Although Bumble's weird in that the girls have to talk to you first.
Right. Huh, it gives the women the power. Yeah, Bumble gives the ladies the power.
That's interesting.
Nothing would be unsolicited, really.
Well, you know, you might say...
You might say hi, and then
they're like, boom.
Yeah, all it takes is hi.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes.
Someone said, when I get a dong pic sent to me, I send a pic of a bloody tampon back.
Jesus Christ.
Good God.
So, Lisa took that one hard.
Well, I mean, that's a nuclear response to a dong pic.
It really is.
But, I mean, if you're one of those guys that's just sending your dong everywhere and women not asking for it, I guess you get what you get.
Get what you get.
You get what you get.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You think that's too much, Lise?
Too much.
What about a big turd?
My God.
What would you rather she send?
Good question, honest, Dave. You know,
I think what... something.
Can't you just block.
Block.
I'll be honest, there's something worse that you could send in response. And it's not like, you know, I just think if you're a girl and you're getting these pictures all the time, you should have like a guy going down on a guy pick that you send back all the time.
You could also make fun of it.
Yeah, why don't they just roast it?
I would never send it just because of that.
Yeah.
Just because of what they might say about it.
That's better to me than that reaction.
Looks like a penis, but smaller.
So many things you can
Someone
say.
Someone said, so if you're gay on Bumble, you can't talk to anybody and nobody can talk to you.
Exactly.
Because it's all dong pics.
Well, yeah, that's how they communicate. It's like smoke signals.
Yeah.
Digital smoke signals.
You can tell how someone's mood is.
So Bumble users, if you're a lady especially, look out for that coming your way in June.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Those crazy Canadians.
A Canadian guy in Ontario called the cops on himself.
Come and get me.
For taking cocaine.
I just, I'm on coke. Not proud of it. Pretty wired up.
You don't sound wired up.
Trust me, I'm fired up right now.
That's fired up.
I am as fired up as,
that's a fired up Canadian on coke.
You better come and get me before I do something really nuts.
Calm down.
Listen, I'm trying, but I'm on cocaine, eh?
Calm down. You're frantic and crazy.
I know. I'm really losing it here, eh?
I can't make out what you're saying.
I'm really losing. I know I'm talking super fast.
You're a maniac.
I can feel it. I know that it's a mess, eh?
Watching somebody unravel.
Versus an American on cocaine.
Yeah. Cocaine game!
Yeah. Running through a wall.
Yeah. Punching through cop cars.
Yeah.
You figured I'd punch through a few cop car windows.
Yeah, I got up, I walked around my couch like four times, eh? So I knew I better get on the horn pretty quick and give you guys a call. Come and get me.
Was that you jogging through the Tim Hortons drive-thru?
No, I would never jog, eh?
Jog.
No.
Slow walk.
This 30-year-old guy from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada, charged with impaired driving by drug and possession of a controlled substance after police say he called the cops to report himself. About 1:40 in the morning, yesterday morning, they got a call from a man who said he was driving but had consumed cocaine and needed to speak
to police.
Yeah.
I can't live with myself. I realize I'm going to get away with this, so...
You're sorry.
I feel really bad. I'm really sorry. Super sorry about it, eh? So, come and get me. Put me in the clink, eh?
The man was located in the north end of the city. An officer did stop his vehicle. The investigation determined the man was impaired by drugs. And a search turned up a very tiny quantity of cocaine.
It was only like a tiny little bit.
It's hardly anything.
Yeah. Oh,
I know, it's not a lot, eh? But I just can't live with myself like this, eh? And hopefully, you know, I'm gonna plead guilty, obviously, and then I'll probably be stuck doing 50 apologies. It's a harsh sentence, I know. 50 public apologies. 200 stories written on a blackboard, too.
200 stories. He was arrested and subsequently charged. They're not saying exactly what punishment he will face for this.
200 stories.
200 stories. 200 public
50 stories. Public apologies. Oh, okay.
But I hope he's calmed down.
Yeah.
Since that.
Oh, incident. I hope so. Yeah. He was fired up.
Yeah,
he was
crazy.
So fired he's losing up. His mind.
Cocaine is not one of the paranoid drugs, though, right? Like, as I've never used cocaine, believe it or not.
Yeah, I think it's a paranoid drug.
It is. It does make you a little paranoid.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I had never heard that about it. I thought it just made you, like, amped up.
Yeah, you get amped up, but it can cause paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that maybe explains it. Mm. He was a little paranoid going in.
Like, I'm with you, Dave. I'm not I've not done cocaine.
Yeah.
But I feel like that scene in Boogie Nights where they're going to rob the drug dealer, to me, that's like as close to what cocaine would feel like.
Pretty accurate.
It's like
it can be.
You've a feeling of like, oh, God, what's going to happen here?
Just amped up a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of nervous.
Nervous.
Well, you'd think most people wouldn't still call the cops on themselves.
No,
that's in a very unusual situation.
Yeah.
It's like the worst time to call the cops.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have all the cocaine.
Mm-hmm. He's a typical guilty Canadian.
Yeah, he just had a little bit, a little tiny bit.
Tiniest bit.
I found it, eh, and I took a real chance on it, eh, and yeah, it's coke for sure. I'm flying pretty high, eh?
It would be hilarious if they're like, oh, we ran a test day. It's just sugar. Eh?
That's just,
it's just sugar. So you're a little, you were a bit amped up from the sugar cube.
Yeah.
It was at one time a sugar cube. So you snorted it, eh?
We're off now to Hawaii, where a 65-year-old woman was hospitalized after she was bitten by a shark. Mm. This happened early in the morning on the Big Island of Hawaii, and the story from KHON-TV.
Kimberly Bishop and her husband, Kim, were kayaking in AB this morning.
Kim and Kim.
Something they've done many times before.
The water was really clear, so I could see in front of me. There was nothing in front of me. We could see all the way down.
That's when she says something bumped her kayak.
Something came from behind,
kayaking
knocked over the kayak, and bit my leg.
She knew she'd been bitten by a shark and yelled to her husband for help.
I saw the fins in the water, and I immediately paddled as fast as I could to get over to her.
She was able to get back into her kayak, and they called for someone to help them. Officials say she was attacked by a 5-foot-long black tip reef shark. Shark expert Michael Domeyer tells me there are two things that make him think it was a different type of shark. The first is the size of Bishop's wound. Officials reported it was 12 inches long.
That's a big bite for a black tip reef shark. They only get about 5 feet long. So it sounds a lot more like a tiger shark.
I was going to say tiger
black
shark.
Tip reef sharks, they eat fish. They're not interested in people. They're not really interested in floating items. Tiger sharks, they're much more scavengers. They'll eat just about anything, and they will investigate floating objects.
Attacks by black tip reef sharks are extremely rare. There are only 11 attacks of black tips on record worldwide, compared to 111 attacks by tiger sharks and 314 by great whites. Bishop tells me, though it was a frightening experience, it hasn't changed her love of the ocean.
Sharks live in the water. It's their home, and we understand that. I will go kayaking again.
You're dumb.
Well, then you'll lose the legs.
Yep. Next time, they'll finish you.
That is their homes.
So her husband's name was Kim?
Yeah. Her name is Kim.
Kim, help me! Where are you, Kim?
Over here, Kim.
Kimberly and Kim.
Kimberly and Kim. Kim and Kim.
Kim?
The Kim.
Are you okay? Kim, are you okay?
Kim, hurry.
I can't see you, Kim.
Over here, I'm bleeding out, Kim.
We're here to help Kim. Which one is Kim? Kim, I'm Kim, and I'm looking for Kim right now. We're going to go find her. She's screaming.
Have you been hurt, Kim?
Kim,
no.
Kim?
Wait a second.
Kim? She's down there with the blood.
Kim!
Kim, I'm trying to get to you, Kim.
Sir, were you attacked?
I am Kim, and I wasn't attacked. My wife Kim was.
Kim!
Kim!
So confusing.
We've got to help Kim.
Kim!
Kim!
Which one
is Kim?
Kim.
It's Kim.
They start, like, treating the guy.
Yeah, there's
like,
no bite
he's,
there.
He's nuts. Fix him.
Kim.
You wasted our time, Kim.
Which one is
he's
Kim?
He's fine. Let's go. False alarm, boys. No. This Kim is fine.
The other Kim. It was the other Kim.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There is a high school in Houston that just implemented a dress code. This one's a little different, though, because it's for the parents.
Yeah.
The principal sent out a letter telling parents they need to dress more appropriately when they're dropping off or picking up their kids.
This has been pajama pants.
Yeah, the pajama pants thing. What did we? When did we talk about this?
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
I think.
So it's another place doing it.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
I honestly, I picked up my kids from school recently. There is, I mean, I don't know if I agree with a clothing code for parents, but there is some people picking up their kids that look either like they just rolled out of bed.
Yeah.
That they came fresh from a murder scene.
Right.
Or they're going to strip.
Yes. I'll say this. I haven't had to pick up my kids in a long time. When I used to have to do it, it was when they would be in daycare. And so like Stella being in daycare would have been the last time I had to like go and sit in a hallway. You know, like you go inside the place, you're waiting in a hallway. And like you said, so no one was really dressed terribly. It was the opposite. Chicks were dressed to the nines.
Mm.
They were like in their club gear.
Club?
Yeah. Picking up these kids. High boots, super tight
super
jeans,
tight yoga pants,
everything. And I was always like,
it's like the morning after.
The thing is, there would every once in a while,
yeah,
there'd be like the younger dad.
I'm trying to get attention.
It was an attention thing.
Not getting attention.
Oh, that's funny. They were trying to pick up a dude there.
There was
don't
a girl.
They have, don't
single
they have
moms.
Husbands?
Not all of them.
No, some of them could be single. The one I saw yesterday was smoking hot and had an ass that wouldn't quit.
Yeah. But,
and she had the tightest yoga pants.
Dave?
I'm just saying.
He's a real pervert. He's a real pervert.
Come on.
God.
He's a real pervert.
I would not want to hear my husband say that.
Sexual freak.
Stop it. No, don't say that.
He's a real sexual animal. Real deviant. And he's staring at women at
school.
At school.
Stop it.
Stop it. I'm happily married.
You just think it. You don't say it.
It was my favorite interaction ever. This whole thing.
Yeah, I said, wouldn't quit.
It's a tiny little ass on her.
I grabbed it.
And then Chuck just goes, he's a pervert.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. He's an absolute perv.
Stop it! Come on!
She really took it in, huh? She had gray yoga pants on, had a stripe up their leg and two windows on the side. Real hot ass, never quit.
Dave, he's a pervert. I can't do anything.
No. We've been trying for years to calm him down.
I mean, he just blurted it out.
Lisa's like, I don't want to hear that kind of stuff.
Me, I'm thinking of his wife.
I know.
I don't care about it, but it's the wife thing.
Mm-hmm.
Got a wife.
I know, but she got out of her car.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
Yeah.
She got out of her car right in front of me. Like,
yeah?
I could not see her ass.
Right.
Okay.
Don't
sure, men see a lot
nice
of
ass,
asses.
Bitch.
I like how you think Dave has the kind of windows you roll down manually.
I know.
Dip.
Oh. No.
I'm amongst friends, so it's like, Lisa, you're on the show. I know.
He's a real hot ass on there.
I forget. Hello. It's like I'm sitting with some buddies, and I'm like, she had a real smoking hot ass.
Hey, Josh's mom.
Stop it.
Nice ass.
Don't say that.
It's okay, Lisa. You should hear what Amber says to Dave about me. Same stuff. Hottest ass she's ever seen.
Hottest ass.
Stuff she wants to do to his hiney.
Yeah. He's the one sending me a lot of those hiney messages on Instagram.
No doubt. They got a thing worked out, you know?
We got sidetracked.
You got sidetracked.
No, I
mean, tight ass. Hot, tight ass. Josh's mom.
Don't.
Just a tight ass on her.
Come on, you guys.
I got to start thinking of different names for kids because I'm going to get it right one of these times.
Timmy's mom? No.
Timmy's mom?
I have no idea who this woman is.
Joshua's mom?
I'm just saying, she was dressed like she was going to go audition at a strip club. Like, that's how tight her pants and top were.
Right.
Yeah.
And there was midriff showing.
Right. Yeah. And how I said it was, girls were dressed to the nines.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just didn't get my point across.
You got it, yeah.
Tight.
Girls were dressed to the nines there. Same thing that Dave was trying to say. He just said it in a different way involving.
Someone quoted Lisa. Did you say, oh my stars, dearie me?
I never would say that in my life.
No. Right. Yeah,
never. Never. I've never said that.
No.
I guarantee you I've never said that.
That was awesome. You answered that like you were talking to Congress, too. You were like, I have never said that. I would never say that. If you catch me saying that, then you better get off the drugs you're on, you freak.
What was it? My starry... What?
Oh, my stars, dearie me.
No.
My stars, dearie me. No.
Lisa would never say
that.
Did
I say that? I don't think so.
You didn't say it.
If I did, something's wrong with me.
You didn't say it.
Yeah, no.
No.
Just a tight ass.
An ass that was going to work.
Tell her that. It was so tight and so firm. I mean, she was in gray yoga pants. So tight and just went right up her ass crack.
Yeah, you could see. It was almost like she wasn't wearing pants, but she was.
You know, you could see everything.
She looked like a peeler. Okay, yeah. She looked straight out a strip club.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's all I was trying to say was...
Yeah, she was going for attention, which she got.
Not perhaps appropriate. She was,
she was trying to get some dad to check out her hot, tight little ass, and it worked.
Yeah. But I'm a taken man. I just look.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Rings on this finger.
I just look.
Anyways, so let's get back to the story.
Hand this guy a shovel, huh? Hand him a shovel. He'll just keep digging.
Anyway, here we go. We're going to get back to the story. So, a high school in Houston implemented a dress code for parents.
Yeah.
The principal sent out a letter telling parents they need to dress more appropriately when they're dropping off or picking up their kids from school. Here's the story on that from KTRK TV.
Hot asses over here. Insulted. They say they're adults. They know how to dress when they come to their children's school. And as you mentioned, that new principal, she's only been in this spot for just a little bit now. And she's instituted these new rules. Among other things, it says James Madison High School will kick parents off of campus if they show up wearing hair curlers, bonnets, pajamas, and some styles of shorts, even leggings are banned. And we spoke with Rosemary Young, who happened to be wearing a satin cap at the time today. She says she had to rush to the school to get her child after her younger son
lost his arm.
She was rushing, of course, due to that emergency,
now
but says school officials still handed her a copy of that new parent dress code,
you look like
saying
trash.
What she was wearing was not appropriate.
Yeah, because they said it looked like a shower cap.
Who cares?
I know. Well, here's what this woman had to say.
She says these rules and the administration are out of line.
So it doesn't matter how a parent should come. If we come here belligerent, out of control, or things of that nature, this is what you have the police for.
Whoever shirt.
But what I wear should never be an issue.
Kid's got every bone in his body broken away.
I'm not doing anything. I don't have any weapons.
It's all about helping students by keeping the atmosphere dignified and free of distractions. Many parents, though, do not feel that way. They say this is insulting to them. They say it might be different if this was an HISD-wide dress code for parents, but since it's just here at Madison High School, they say they also feel like there could be some racial elements to it, and they say that they do not approve.
So, by the way, the reporter who's wearing...
You've heard
like,
of staycation.
The guns dress shirt? Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't know if you can tell, but I work out.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been any tighter on the dude. They should have a dress code to that TV station.
The name's Muscles McCann Speak.
Muscles McCann Speak, what's going on down there?
I can barely speak, as you know, but I do have muscles and a barely hot, tight little asses coming out everywhere here at the high school. There was a girl with a tight ass, a little tight ass with
yoga, Muscles McCann Speak. That's enough out of you. Let's get to the story.
Thanks, Muscles McCann Speak.
Everybody has a nice little hiney, too.
Yeah, that is nice.
I bet it doesn't quit.
I mean, it is odd that I feel like there's someone at the door of that school and they're like, oh, here comes one.
Mm.
Here comes someone. Is that a shower cap?
What? Go, give her one.
Who cares? Garbage. They're picking up the
If you're
kids.
Not going inside, no. I could care less what you do.
It's bizarre.
It was just what made the situation with me weird is that we were all inside the school and you would be there for like 15 minutes just...
waiting.
Uncomfortable small talk between people. And you could tell that there were some people that were like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, and like they were going to a nightclub.
But who cares?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't. As long as, I mean,
like, they're not nude or showing off any.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't get it. It seems like it's just another thing to bitch about.
Yeah. And as I said, I don't think there's a need for a dress code for parents. But I've definitely seen inappropriate things when I picked up my kids from school. That's all I was. That was the message I was trying to convey there.
It's a slutty stripper. It's got out of her car in front of me with the tightest
tight,
little ass.
Tight little ass. That's why I was thinking that quote.
Tight little tight ass little that ass. Never quit. Tight little ass and that ass didn't quit. It's still probably going.
Jesus.
I'll let you know.
When you think of a tight ass, think of that, and then think of even tighter.
Yeah, like a little apple. I wanted to take a bite, but I am a taken man. I just look.
Don't be silly.
I just look all the time.
As my dad would say, you're married, not buried.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Just don't talk about it.
Yep. I guess, apparently, amongst friends.
When the mic is off.
Yeah. Yep.
She's like, have you seen these things?
I'll be honest, there's the giant tower out there, and what it does, it sends these signals to people's radios. And also, it's saved on a podcast for eternity, and it's also on something called the Tasty Bit. So, someone could hear it. And worse yet, someone's friends could hear it.
All right, all good points,
You're staring at asses.
I gotta forget, I'm just not sitting around with some buddies chatting.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah.
People can hear us.
Not when the red light's on.
Yeah. And sorry, Miss Tight Ass.
Oh, yes. Josh's mom.
My apologies to you, Miss Tight Ass.
Miss!
Tight Apple Bottom.
Tight Ass woman whose ass never quits. I apologize for looking.
You got one of those real F-me bodies.
That's what she was saying through dress.
Come on now.
Her attire said, F me. I didn't. I'm a taken man.
Okay, all right.
My lord.
This is my ring.
He showed it.
He's like, everyone, exhibit A, my ring.
Oh.
Well,
can we move on now?
Tight ass.
These things.
Yoga pants.
Crazy, these microphones.
Jesus, Dave, you got to learn how these work.
Speak into it.
Listen. Your voice goes through it, goes to the tower. The tower sends out invisible signals to everybody.
In multiple cities.
You can even get it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Terrible idea.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.